The passage reading is Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as they sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. The senior pastor will deliver the message, Cultivate Heart Fields, the first session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, and GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, when you sow seeds in the ground and care for them, they will sprout, grow up, and bear the fruit. As the water, sunshine, temperature, and nourishments are controlled, they will bud, grow up, and bear the fruit. How amazing it is that seemingly dead seeds can bud, and it grows up to the full measure to bear the fruit. This is the law of the nature that God created. But even though we sow the same seeds and provide them with the same care, in some fields they bear abundant fruits, while in other fields they bear less fruit. Why this difference? It's because the soil of each field is different. Some fields are fertile and can produce much, while other fields are infertile and can produce little. The same difference is present among the spiritual fields too. Here, field refers to the heart of man. Seeds refer to the Word of God. God the Father constantly sows the seeds of His Word in the hearts of His children. When the Word is sown in man's heart, they can bear the fruit spiritually and materially. They can bear the spiritual fruits such as the Beatitudes, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and fruits of light, and physical fruits of financial blessings and blessing of health. But is there anyone of you who thinks your fruit is ripening too slowly or that you are bearing little fruit? Or is there anyone who does not even see any fruit ripening? If this is the case, even though you diligently listen to the word and try hard, what a pitiful situation it would be. You attend church on Sundays diligently, you work for God, but even after like 10 years, you don't have any financial blessings, you don't have any... If there are any people like that, I urge you to listen to the message carefully and receive the solutions to problems. Let us repeat, cultivate heart field. Please repeat after me. Field refers to the heart of man. Seeds refer to the Word of God. If you can associate yourself with either of these cases, I want you to check your field, namely the field of your heart. Manmin has been in the third stage or of takeoff since the 27th anniversary last year. It is the time to reap. Now, as church-wise and at individual levels of church members, we will reap so many fruits that it will be incomparable with anything in the past. But the amount of harvest will be different according to what kind of hearts you have. Therefore, I'd like you to check the condition of your heart field as you are checking your measure of faith in this new year, 2010. Whatever the kind of field, if you cultivate it into good soil, then it can produce a good harvest. We have been sowing for the last 27 years since the opening of the church, and this is the third stage of our church, and it is the time to reap. So I'm watching it carefully. Who is really reaping? Which member of the church is really reaping in this year? And I've seen that some people are receiving blessings from the beginning of the year. So we have already four people I've seen receiving a great blessing. So the first one, he's asking me to pray to give tithes of 100 million won. And he is eligible, and actually I've told you about him a couple of times, and he is preparing to be able to give such amount of tithe. When I say something like this on the altar, some people misunderstand. They think of somebody else completely, completely a different person. I urge all the Manmin members to cultivate your heart field into good soil so that you can get abundant harvest in this new year. Also, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will at least go into the third kingdom of heaven. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus spoke in parables with the examples of things on earth so we could understand spiritual things more easily. One of them is the parable of the sower, namely the parable of the field, found in today's passage, Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9. It says, "And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up." Why would it be that the birds would come and eat the seeds up when the seeds are sown on the roadside? The farmers, they will have a bag or something to the container, seed container, and he will hold it or put it on the around the waist or something, and put it around the waist, and he will scatter the seeds with his hands. Then towards the end of the field, next to it will be the road. So some seeds will fall on the road, and the birds will come and eat these seeds, or they'll be trampled by people. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. In the passage reading, Jesus spoke of four kinds of soils: roadside, rocky places, thorny place, and good soil. He also explained the results after sowing the seeds in these four kinds of soils. I will refer these four kinds of soils to fields to make it easier. Field refers to, as I already mentioned, the heart of man. Just as there are various fields, men's hearts also vary. Men's hearts are all as different as their faces are different.
얼굴 똑같은 분 보셨습니까?
Have you seen anybody who any people who have the same faces? Even identical twins, I've seen many of them, but I've never seen any twins who have exactly the same faces. We in our church we have two pastors who are identical twins. But from the beginning itself, I could make distinction. Even their voices, but some people, there are some people who can't really distinguish between the voices or their faces. Some people think Pastor Heejin Lee is Heejin Lee.
Heejin 목사님, 뭐 이렇게 하면 Heejin 목사는 자기인데.
And they would
mistake. 뭔가 어디가 달라도 달라요.
But they
똑같진 않아요.
Have some differences. They are not exactly the same. So even their hearts,
명,
even the
명,
even the heart of people.
68억 인구가 있어도
we have a 6.8 billion
다르고,
people, but
다르고,
each one has different heart. So they have different personalities, ways of thinking and behavior.
남자분들이 당회장님의 걷는 모습도 배우려고 아무리
해도 안 된다고. Some people say they want to learn.
좋은 모양이죠, 걷는 모습이.
The
예, 또 행실도 다 다르고요.
The walking of senior pastor, but they can't really. Even in the same situation, they react differently. For example, some people are stubborn. Even when other people teach them something good, they don't change their opinion easily. They know they are wrong and others are right, but they still insist on their opinions. If you are one of them, please just let it go away. That kind of useless stubbornness. On the other hand, some people accept other people's opinions very well. Even though people have different opinions, they accept different opinions because they have a bigger vessel of heart. So they can embrace, they can accept many other people. Otherwise, there will always be conflicts. The peace will break and there will be an argument.
또 어떤 사람은 마음이
Some have
거칩니다.
Rough hearts, so their words and actions
거칠지요.
Are also rough.
마음이 거치니까
Because their hearts are rough, their words are rough, and their actions are also rough.
마음이 입술로 나오기 때문에 그러죠.
Because the heart comes out through the lips.
마음과 은혜
Some people have
순하니까.
Gentle minds, language and behavior, because they have goodness in heart.
언행이, 언어 행동이
their language and behavior are gentle.
이런 차이는
All these differences come from the heart.
그런데 이
But this heart is not visible to the eyes.
눈에 보이지 않는다고 해서 마음이 없나요? 있죠.
Being invisible doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
생각이 보이지 않는다고 해서 없나요? 생각을 담는 그릇도 있는 것이고요.
Thinking is invisible, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We have a vessel to contain the thinking. We have WCDN conferences every year. Once a year. Or in some smaller scales in other countries too. We need medical evidences. So it's not something easy. There are so many people who are healed. But to have all the medical records, it's not something easy. And many of you just receive prayer with faith and you don't really go to hospital, so you don't have any medical records. So so many people are healed, but it's not easy to find the medical records. But there are many evidences, even though it's invisible. We know those who are healed, they know because the pain is gone. Those who couldn't walk, they come to walk and they recover eyesight and they recover their hearing. But in the hospital, there's some. Their eardrums are ruptured, but they can hear by the power of God. But in the hospital, they can't really prove it. But my eyes, actually, my eyesight is just not understandable by medical science, by standard of this physical law. Even very little, even right from right in front of my eyes, I can still read the letters. So even though it's invisible, we can understand there is a scent, fragrance of flowers, we have winds. Even though they are invisible, there are many things that are not seen, but actually do exist. But even our heart, it is there, it does exist. So Jesus likened this heart with a field which is seen with the eyes. He explained the four major kinds of hearts. The difference in the hearts will bring about differences in each one's life. Especially, it affects our Christian life very much. For example, the speed of going into spirit can be very different according to the kind of heart field. Therefore, it is necessary to understand what kind of heart you have and make it better. But why did Jesus compare our heart with fields among so many things? What did God make man with? What is the material? Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says, Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. As said, he made us with the dust of the ground. So God's plan is very amazing. God made man with the dust of the ground, which is the soil. So if you put something in the soil, if you sow the seeds, it will grow up. Even if you, it's not a field, if you just sow the seeds somewhere in the mountains or in just the fields, or the trees or plants, the grass, they just grow up even though nobody cares for them. So God's providence is so amazing. And I don't know why people say all these things were created out of coincidence and evolved into all these things. That is why Jesus likened man's heart with field, which is the soil, the dust of the ground. The characters of the soil will become different according to what you add to the soil. If you put in something good, it'll become good soil. If you put something bad, it'll be bad soil. For example, if you bury a lot of trash or pour a lot of polluted water into good soil, it'll soon become infertile field. On the contrary, if you take away bad elements and fertilize a bad field, it will become a good field. If you add the good soil continuously, then it will be a good field. During the winter, they have no work in the countryside. So those are diligent, those farmers who are diligent, they will gather up good soil from the mountainside and bring that good soil to their field to make their field good field. Also, you know that sometimes you have to let your field rest from time to time. So we have the Sabbath year. Every seventh year is the Sabbath year according to the word of God. So then the next year, if you begin to farm, it'll be a good field for, it'll produce good crops for the next 6 years. If I'm a farmer, I think I would obey the word of God.
사람의 마음도 그렇습니다.
It's the same with man's heart. If you put something good in the heart, it'll become a good heart. If you put in something evil, it'll become a more evil heart. When God made the first man, Adam, he had a heart that was a heart of good soil. It was a gentle and beautiful heart, filled with nothing but the truth, and had no evilness in it. In the Garden of Eden provided by God, Adam and Eve lived in peace, obeying God's will. But this heart of good soil changed into infertile field. From the moment he disobeyed God by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam's heart began to become infertile. Namely, by committing a sin, his spirit died and his spiritual communication with God was disconnected. Now he began to hear the voice of the enemy devil and Satan. The enemy devil and Satan began to plant in Adam's heart such untruths as hatred, envy, jealousy, anger, judging and condemnation, etc. As a result, the good field of Adam became infertile and barren, and barren land that had many weeds, for it was not cultivated for a long time. Somebody sent me with a repentance. Since she was born, she has been a good, leading a good life in faith. She has just been attending school and attending church. She was always studying and praying, and she didn't know anything else of anything of the outside world. And she entered a college, and there were some things like blind dates. And since when he first came in, she held hands with a man, her mind changed, and she got into that kind of thing more and more and more. And she began to neglect the spiritual things. She came to dislike the things of God because she began to enjoy the pleasure of the world. And she went into the world more and more, and she couldn't keep the whole Lord's Day with all her heart. She didn't give a proper tithes. She attended only morning service. And she filled her heart with the worldly things. She stopped praying. And finally, the result is obvious. She got a disease. Serious disease. And she tells me, they say they can just surgically remove it. But I asked the doctors that it is not something easy. If it is just there, if the cancer is confined to that particular area, it's easy just to remove it. But if in many cases it's spread to other parts of the body, so it's not something that easy. So according to what we see, touch and feel, we might even lose our faith. So after I came to the church, I asked this sister who is in one of the sisters. I asked her whether she had such a meeting in the college or such a blind date. She graduated from Seoul National University. And she never touched men's hands or She didn't let anybody do it at all. And I asked her, maybe you could have tried at least once. And she says she just didn't like it.
And,
but at that time, she didn't even have a great faith. It is that her sister was in a very dangerous situation. She couldn't eat, she couldn't talk, and she had a high fever. And it was a very dangerous situation for her. And somebody took her to my residence to receive my prayer in a car. It was a Saturday, and when she came to receive my prayer, her sister came to receive my prayer. She came along with her sister, and after receiving prayer, what happened? She was healed, and the fever is gone, and she came to eat well, and she could speak well. So she was completely healed. And after seeing her sister being healed, she came to have faith. So she now is one of the leaders. She is one of the leaders in the Canaan mission, and she is working in the church. She was never tempted by anyone. She didn't allow any temptation to come to her. She never gave up her heart. Even though her faith was not so great, now she. So whatever you see, according to what you see and what you hear and what you feel, the ways become so different. The good field of Adam became infertile and barren land. Namely, it became a hard and rough field. It was no longer a soft and good field. Since the fall of Adam, all his descendants are born with this infertile and barren heart field. Of course, not all men are born like that. Though very rare, there are some people who are born with heart of good soil. Men receive the life force of their parents and ancestors, so they inherit the outward appearances, temperament, and even the characters of their parents. According to what kinds of life force they receive from their parents, the heart fields are formed differently. But even though they are born with a heart field of good soil, that heart field can become barren as they grow up if they do not take care of it. According to the kind of environment in which they are raised and the teachings they receive, their heart field can be changed. Even though they are born with good soil, it may change into a bad field, bad heart, bad soil. Of course, even though they are not born with good soil, if they keep on putting the truth, goodness, and love into it, namely, if they cultivate the heart can become good soil. So according to what kind of friends your children associate with, if they have bad friends, they will do bad things. They'll turn into some bad people. They ask me to pray for your children not to associate with such a bad friends. From their viewpoint, those friends are bad. And their own children are good, but only the friends are bad. They say, my son became like this because of those bad friends. But in fact, their children are also bad. But anyway, so according to what kind of friends you have, what kind of environment you have, your attitudes can be changed. That is why God is cultivating human beings on this earth. Adam was born with good soil. He had a good heart. But because he never went through human cultivation, there was a possibility of being deceived by the temptation of the serpent. Then Adam was deceived, tempted by his own wife. The wife was tempted by the serpent, the crafty serpent. And Adam was tempted, deceived by his wife. Because they never underwent human cultivation. That is why God is cultivating human beings. That is why he had to place the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's why he had created the evil spirit, the world of evil spirits. And after you go through human cultivation and suppose you go into spirit, then there won't be any, you will have no chance of being deceived or tempted. You will never give out your thoughts or heart to the enemy, devil, and Satan. Because you have experience now. You have seen them. You have experienced them now. You were sick. You went through disasters, trials, many difficulties, and because of your evilness in your heart, you had passing judgment and condemnation. You struggled so much. You had no peace in heart. And also you had adulterous mind. And it's hard. But according to God's word, you cast away the things, those evil things, and you make your heart into good soil, and you now became a man of spirit. And why would you go back to such a filthy and hard, difficult things? You're so happy once you go into spirit. You have so much peace of heart, and God is with you, and you receive blessings of health, of finance, of family members, and you have hope of New Jerusalem. You don't have any struggle in your heart. And why would you want to go back to being tempted and deceived by the enemy, devil, and Satan? You know it is death. So there is a great difference between being cultivated on this earth and not being cultivated. That is why God had to cultivate human beings on this earth. So please, I urge you to go through this process very well. Some people say, I'm a born Christian. I've been a believer for 10 or 20 years. But how is your state now? Are you healthy? Have you received the financial blessings? Is your soul being prosperous? All your family members, and are you very happy? Some of you belong to this category, but even after 10 years, it's been more than 10 years since you came to this church, but still you haven't received the financial blessings and are suffering, and your business is still not going well. You still have financial problems, and while other people are receiving much blessing, and they're giving glory to God, and your tithe is just the same. Last year was the year of blessing, but you were not really blessed. 5 years or 10 years is the same. Or if you, the situation deteriorated. Or you have a chronic disease that is not healed for a long time. So many people are healed by God. So just think about them. Why, or you have problems with your children. Your children are troublemakers. Just think about it. God's word is absolute truth. Maybe you keep the Lord's Day and you give tithes and you pray, but the most important thing is it's the circumcision of heart. You haven't been circumcised in your heart. The most important thing is the righteousness and faith. Of course, you have to give tithes and everything. But the most important thing is you have to circumcise your heart. So we have to do both of them. But you didn't circumcise your heart. You're faithful to God with your deeds, but you didn't circumcise your heart. That is why you had the adulterous mind 10 years ago. Even now, you have the same adulterous mind. Before you had the desire to steal, but now you have the same kind of desire. In a crisis, you tell a lie. Even now you have hatred. And you pass judgment and condemnation. And you become envious and jealous.
And
you spread words that are not good about other people. 10 years ago, you were like that, and even now you're the same. Because you don't circumcise your heart. It means you're not cultivating your heart field. You're not plowing the heart field. So even though the seeds are sown, they cannot grow up and bear a lot of fruit. You can reap just only little by little.
아닌 돌밭 가시떨기 밭이라도 거기에 씨를 뿌리면
even on the thorny field,
열매를
on the thorny field and rocky places, you can reap only little.
내 신앙생활도
so your heart, you have to check whether your heart is like that. There must be a reason.
정말 이유 없이 말씀대로 산다면 하나님 말씀은
if you just live according to the word of God, because the word of God is the absolute truth, you have to receive blessings.
물질의 축복도 건강의 축복도
financial blessings, blessing of health.
시험 환난도
and there won't be any tests or trials except the ones that through which God wants to give you greater blessings.
네, 즉 개가 나면 좋은 밭이 됩니다. 그런 안타깝게도 오늘날 세상이
so if you cultivate the heart, the heart can become good soil. But unfortunately, today's world is so full of sins, and when children are born, most of them see, hear, and plant evil in their heart as they grow up. For example, they are affected by the mass media, such as TV, from early age, and are stained by the trend of the world. Most children sing popular songs of the world and dance to them from a very young age. When the parents see their children do that, they praise them with clapping. Or they think, oh, my children are talented. And maybe they can become good singers or entertainers, famous actors or actresses. So the children are even more excited to do it more. When you raise your children, you have to think about their future. How they will grow up, how they can lead a good life in faith, or if they go into that, take that way, they might depart from faith.
지난주에 보니까 참 교회 머리급에 있는 분인데 자녀가
last week there was a leader of the church who's a child doesn't even attend the church. Why wouldn't a child of a church leader wouldn't attend the church?
아이들도 키울 때
so when you raise your children from a young age, you have to raise them in the truth.
너무 예쁘만 한다고 되는 거 아니잖아요.
Giving love all the time, all the help them. If they do anything wrong, as in the Proverbs, sometimes you have to. You must not spare rod. But if you just say with words, oh, you shouldn't do that. It's against the word of God.
그 아이가 들으면 다행인데.
It's fortunate if the children listen, but if they don't, it's a problem. If they do something wrong, and if you just admonish them with their words, if they listen, it's good, but if they don't listen after a couple of times, then you have to
그러지 않으면 한 번이 두 번이 되고 두 번이 세
번이
되고 세 번이
right.
네 번이 되고
otherwise it'll become 2, 3, 4, 5 times and finally they'll be stained by sins and it'll become a habit and it'll be more difficult to correct it.
영적으로 보면 사단이 점점
in physical sense it is a habit but in spiritual sense Satan is capturing their thoughts. Suppose they stole something and Satan is capturing their thoughts and mind to steal more and more.
도적질할 마음, 뭐 가늠하는 거.
and also adulterous mind. Satan is controlling their mind. So when they're captured by Satan, and it is tossed over, handed over to the devil. And when the devil takes over, it is shown in action to actually commit the adultery, to actually steal, to actually tell a lie.
사단은 사로잡아가지고 인수인계를 하고
The Satan will control their thoughts and when they are about to reap the fruit, the devil will take over and make them actually commit sins. So even little children, when they are tempted by Satan, the parents have to admonish them harshly so that they can drive away those temptations of Satan because the punishment is so painful.
So
the pain of the punishment is planted in their heart. If I do this wrong, if I do something wrong like this, I will receive this punishment. Which is so painful. Because they have that in mind. They can drive away such temptations of Satan. But if you don't do that, they are tempted once and two times and three times. And when they are completely controlled by Satan, they cannot solve the problem by themselves. For example, smoking and drinking. You know you have to quit, but you're completely addicted. So you can't quit by your own strength. Committing adultery, and it's all the same. You must not see or hear from the beginning, but if you did, you have to repent and turn back. But when people are young, they have curiosity. They want to find it out for themselves, so they want to do it for themselves. So even though it's not true, it's not good, it's not the truth, they try to do it. They kind of like it, and they do it once again, and two times, three times more, and finally, they can't come back. So in case of your children, you have to, it's the same with the internet games, or some internet things. Once they get into such games, no matter how much you scold them or anything, they can't just quit. They're completely addicted. So from the beginning, you have to punish them in a way that they will never do it. Because you didn't do that, they can't just listen to you. They come to dislike studies, they become rebellious, and they have many mental problems also. After many years, if they continue to do that for many years, they even have mental problems. So they become troublemakers. But the power of God is great. There are some children who are addicted to internet games. They become rebellious to their parents. When there was a son, like that, and that son listened to the messages on hell, and he came back to his senses that if he lived like that, he would fall into hell, and he made up his mind, and he received the strength to drive away such temptations. So you shouldn't be praising and clapping your children when these children do something of the wall. They also always see others hating and fighting with one another, and such untruthful elements are planted in their hearts. So in movies, there aren't many good movies nowadays. If it is about good deeds, good heart, maybe we can watch. But we'll most likely see or hear something bad, something sad, or something heartbreaking, or and if we get into them, we can't quit. And all those bad things will be planted in our minds and thoughts and hearts, and we'll depart from the truth. That's why I'm telling that you have to quit what you whatever you have to quit. So it's all the same. Whatever is from the world leads us to depart from God. And that is why this gospel of holiness, we need this gospel of holiness. These days, TV, they make people evil.
그런 건 뭐 세상 누구나 다 인정하는 것이죠. 제가 89년도에
In 1989
유럽 여행을 했는데요. 뭐 독일,
프랑스, I was traveling around Europe, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, in many other countries.
다니면서 참 희한하다 생각했어요.
And I thought something was very strange. It was in 1989. The young people, they were walking
with
just hugging each other. Kind of, because in Korea, we could have never seen something like that. They were together. And also in the parks, they were kissing each other.
And
I thought Europe was kind of a
우리나라도 얼마 안 돼서 이제 TV 문화로 인해서 점점 해서 우리나라도 그렇게 만들어 갔죠.
But soon, even Korea became corrupt because of the TVs and things like that. Even on the streets, it's something common to see young people. But in the 80s, just in the 80s, it is something shameful to, in Korea to do something like that. And a person, there was a person who was telling me, if you go to a certain place, it is very common to see women who expose their belly buttons or who expose themselves so much. Because I've never seen such women. And Elder Vin was telling me, even nowadays, even these places are the same. Because I don't really look out the window even in my cars. I didn't really realize. But even this area is the same, they say. And they don't even know it's sin. So I was thinking, in the Europe, it is kind of their culture. It is open culture. But in Korea nowadays, it is even worse.
뭐죠 태국 안 가봤지만 태국이나 뭐 들어보면 우리나라나 뭐 피장파장인 거 일본은 여러 번 다녀봤지만
I've been to Japan many times, but
대부분은 건전한 거 봤습니다.
Even in Japan, it's not so much like that.
죄송합니다. 일본 싫어하는 분들은 저 또 싫어하는 생겼네. 저는 본 대로 들은 대로 솔직히 말하는 거예요.
I'm just honestly telling you.
So 일본 이렇게 다녀오겠다 한 분이 좀 제가 말합니다. 잘 그 문화를 so, 잘 보고 오라고. 우리나라 다른 점이 뭔가 보고 오라고.
If anybody is going to Japan, I tell them to see what their culture is like and what the difference is.
늘 복음을 듣다 보니 성장하면서 이게 마음밭에 비질의 속성들이 심어지며 그것이 죄인 줄 모르고 신앙생활에 가는 사람들이 얼마나 많이 있는지요. 물론 어떤 아이들은 어렸을 때부터 교육을 잘 받아서
some children from heart, some children form heart fields with relatively good soil, for they are educated well from a young age. Their parents raise them with the truth, and their heart is close to good soil.
얼마나 예쁘게 영으로 들어갔는지요. 히진 이선 목사에도 제가 전에 대학교 다니면서
In case of a pastor Heejin Lee and Heejin Lee, I asked them whether they had any boyfriends in their college. They had never had any men. They didn't like things like that. And today they are really good servants of God because they had never put something like that in their hearts.
하나님이 싫어하시니까 안 한다 이 말이에요. 세상의 교양으로 가르침 받아서 나름대로
For some other children, they are taught with the manners of the world very well, and they have relatively good heart field. Those who have formed good heart field in the world will find it relatively easier to cultivate their heart into good soil when they come into the truth. Of course, even though they form their heart field with good education, they will find out many things that they have to change. Also, when people are born, they inherit the heart field from their parents, which contain the sinful natures. For this reason, everyone without exception has to go through the process of cultivating their heart field into good soil when they accept the Lord. To cultivate into good soil, simply speaking, is to pull out the untruths and sinful natures from the heart. We can bear a lot of fruits only when we sow the seeds after cultivating our heart field. Here, what does the seed refer to? It refers to the Word of God. The Word of God is the will of God and the heart of God. When the Word of God is sown in the hearts of men, that Word will sprout, grow up, and bear the fruit. It's because God's Word has life. But if the heart field is a roadside, a rocky place, or a thorny field, it is difficult for the Word of God to be born as complete fruit. If you sow the seeds in Jeju Island, it's difficult to bear a lot of fruits, a lot of harvest, because there are so many rocks. It may not even bud, or even if it does, it is dried up. Or even if it bears fruit, it is not a good fruit. But if the Word of God is sown in good soil, it will produce fruit 30, 60, or 100 times. This is absolutely true. That is why I have been always emphasizing that there it is absolutely true. Because as when I practice the Word of God, I receive the blessings as God promised. Even before the opening of the church, even when I was a new believer, I've experienced. When I did what God tells us to do, I received blessings. Because I've seen, I've experienced that we sow what we reap. I'm confidently telling you that this is the absolute truth. You say, if you pray for me, I believe I will be healed. But I don't say such a thing. You shouldn't say you will be healed. It's already healed. There is nothing like that. I never use such expressions. I believe I will receive blessings. You've already received blessings. It's already done, so I never use such expressions. Because I have certain sure faith. The latter part of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. As written, it is the law of the spiritual realm that we reap what we sow. Then what kinds of fruits will be born? The spiritual fruits, such as fruits of light and fruits of the Holy Spirit, will be born. They will bear the hearts of the true children of God who resemble Him. Also, as their souls prosper, all things will prosper and they will be healthy. Namely, they will bear fruits of material blessings.
So
if you become good soil, if your soul prospers, you will bear the fruits in physical sense, material blessings too. In your workplace, in your business, in your family, you receive blessings in all respects because the Lord God Almighty is protecting us with His blazing eyes. And He is protecting us with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels. So you are not harmed by anything or by any person, any evil one. As in 1 John. I went through so many kinds of situations for the last 27 years, but has any evil one touched me, laid his hand on me? Has any man got angry with me, or has anybody cursed me right in front of me? There has been nothing like that. They were doing it when I'm not around, only when... But in front of me, there was nothing like that. It was the case with Jesus too. Those people who criticized him, they did it when he was not around. So we can receive all these spiritual and material blessings. The roles in sowing and reaping are being explained in the Sunday evening services. And the Lunar New Year is close. And we have to learn it quickly so we can receive blessings. I'm explaining this in both Sunday morning and Sunday evening services. In the morning services, I'm delivering messages to let you analyze your heart field, cultivate it, and make it good soil. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we accept the Lord and become God's children, we begin the process of cultivating our heart field, which has been infertile since the fall of Adam. So it means our old infertile field cannot have good soil immediately after we accept the Lord. As we begin to attend church and listen to the Word of God, we come to find out what kinds of unfruits we have in our heart. Just as we pull out the weeds one by one, if we pull out these unfruits one by one, our heart is cultivated and changed into good soil. It will become a gentle and mild heart, having no evil, a heart that obeys the Word of God and a heart of truth. Of course, there will be toils and efforts to cultivate our heart. Also, according to the conditions of each one's heart, some can cultivate it more quickly than others. Of course, there will be toil, but in spirit, what do you have to do? What kind of toil do you have to have? God tells us to struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood. We have to struggle that much. If it's not easily cast away, if you can cast away, just as you make up your mind, you don't have to struggle. But if you cannot cast them away, prayers and fasting, but you have to struggle against them to the point of shedding blood. But the important thing is that God's power can change any kind of field into good soil. Also, the toil in cultivating is nothing compared with the joy of abundant harvest. But to my regret, some believers attend church for a long time, but they still have the same kind of heart field that they used to have before they met the Lord. Also, they cultivated to some extent, but stopped in the midway. The weeds begin to grow again, and rocks go deeper into the field. As I told you case. As she was tempted, if she does it again and again, she goes into that part, that life more and more, so she departs from the love of God, she stops praying, and she doesn't take delight in the worship service. Some just cut off the top growth of the thorns, but leave the roots, so they do not bear abundant fruits. Or they get rid of all rocks or thorns, but they do not diligently sow the seeds. So considering the fertility of the soil, they produce little fruit. Sometimes it happens. They have good soil of heart. They have love, they have generosity, and they have meekness. But they don't bear much fruit because they don't sow. The seeds will at least sprout and take root in any kind of field except the roadside. These fields will bear the fruit to some extent. Or even though the soil is not very good, if you put a lot of fertilizer, it can produce relatively more fruits considering the actual fertility of the soil. The word of life, the works of God's power, and the overflowing grace of God in this church are acting like fertilizers for you. As above, they haven't cultivated a good soil in heart, but they just stay at one point, being at ease, and do not cultivate their heart anymore. How pitiful this is. But then soon they will be full of weeds. As in the book of Revelation, they should be either hot or cold. They are lukewarm. And God will spit them out from His mouth. God forsakes them, and what can they do if God doesn't help them? When children are born, they have to grow up. Otherwise, they'll be like dwarfs. They have to grow up. Their education, their mind, their knowledge, all things have to grow up. Otherwise, it'll be such a pain for the parents. Their faith has to grow up. Their soul has to grow up. And if they stop growing in the middle way, it is so heartbreaking. It's so disappointing to God. As they have greater faith, they understand the heart of God more, so they have to be more faithful. And if their faithfulness cools down, and only after they face with the problems, only then do they come to repent. I urge you to tighten up your belt and diligently cultivate your heart field. In order for you to be able to check your heart field, I will explain to you about four different kinds of heart field in detail, beginning with the next session. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Genesis chapter 3 verse 23 says, "Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden, to cultivate the good ground from which he was taken." This is the beginning of the human cultivation. We have to cultivate our heart field. God the Father sent Adam and Eve down to this earth from the Garden of Eden when they committed sin. God made him cultivate the ground to eat. Here, making them cultivate the ground from which they were taken means that in spirit, He lets us cultivate our hearts. Therefore, God's children must cultivate their hearts diligently into good soil during their life on earth. And we have to diligently sow the seeds. But when we cultivate our heart field, the field may bloom such beautiful and splendid flowers. Namely, we may fulfill the will of God and give glory to Him greatly. For example, we Manmin have been accomplishing world evangelism greatly. Without any stop, we have been always doing this for the last 27 years, and you have been praying for this every night without ceasing. Many churches, when they have growth, when they have revival, and soon after that, their faithfulness cools down. Their prayers cool down. Their revival cools down. In most cases, but in our case, we have never been cooled down. our enthusiasm, our faith, our church growth, and the prayers.
우리 성도님들도
you have been giving glory to God in your respective places. But the ultimate purpose of cultivation is not to get the flowers to bloom. It is to bear abundant fruit.
꽃만 피우고 열매 맺지 못하는 것들도 있죠. 꽃은 화려한데 쳐버리고 열매도 못 맺는 것도 있습니다.
There are some plants that have beautiful flowers, but do not have any fruit. But the ultimate purpose is to bear abundant fruit. We have to bear the fruit of the grand sanctuary, the fruit of world evangelism, but above all, we have to bear the spiritual fruits abundantly. For this reason, we must not stop cultivating the field of our hearts. We must recover the good soil that God gave us in the beginning.
제가 우리 예능위원회 전에 만나서 한번 그 목소리 이런 것 좀 호흡법을 잠깐 가르친 적이 있는데.
Once I taught some of the singers in the church how to breathe.
처음에 아이들이 태어나면 목소리가
When children are born, they every child when they're born, their voice is clear and pure.
아이니까 굵지는 않다 해도 맑고 청한 예쁜 목소리입니다.
They have a pretty and pretty eyes. When they cry, it can be heard from a long distance.
엄마가 좀 멀리 있어도 그 자기 아기 울음소리를 들을 수 있어요.
So the mothers can hear even from a distance because it's clear and pure. It goes travels a long distance.
So when the
in the countryside when the babies cry even from a distance in the parents can hear their babies cry from the field. But as they grow up, they lose their pure voice, clear voice, because the things of the world comes into them. So the babies, how do they breathe? Just look at their babies. When they breathe, they breathe with their abdomen. But the grown-up adults, they breathe with their chest.
가슴으로 하고 있어요. 태어나서는 배로 했는데. 배로 했을 때는
When babies are born, they
make
the sound from the bottom. So when I met with some of the singers performing arts committee, I taught them to go back to like babies, breathe with the from the abdomen.
저는 뭐 연습하고 안 하고 뭐
How about me myself? I don't sing, so I don't really practice. But so but for my message,
내 목소리만은 설교 목소리만 뚜렷이 들을 수 있다.
Even elderly people say they can hear my voice very clearly.
태어나서부터 하던 호흡으로 하기 때문에 그렇죠.
Because I breathe in the way.
여러분 관심 있으면 그렇게 해보세요. 그럼 우리 예능
That if you,
우리 찬양팀도 목소리가 달라질 것입니다.
Are interested, you can practice this breathing.
그와 같이 여러분도 하나님께 처음에 만들어 주신 옥토로 회복해야 된다 이 말이에요.
So we have to recover this good soil.
마음밭을 옥토로 만들면 심은 대로 풍성한 열매를 거둘 수
있어요. As we make our heart filled into good soil, we can reap abundant fruits according to what we have sown.
지나고 저에게 감사하시기 바래요. 이 말씀대로 옥토로 만들고 열심고 해서
I hope the elders according to these messages if you just obey these messages then all of you will receive blessings. So I hope you will be able to give testimonies.
간증도 하고 그러시라고요.
That you receive the blessings after putting this message into practice. I can tell you confidently because God's word is absolutely true that we'll be able to fulfill the providence of God more quickly and more greatly. I urge you not to be lazy in cultivating your heart when you see the providences of God being fulfilled. I hope you will make it a beautiful and good soil so that you can bear abundant fruit in all things and give joy to God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all save many souls and make them prosperous. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life.
아버지, 우리 마음 밭 열심히 개간해서 옥토로 만들게 도와주시고.
Let us cultivate our heart and make it good soil. Let us sow diligently. Let us reap abundant fruits.
그리하여 아니 될 것도 되며 될 건 더 잘 되는 축복. 나는 왜 이렇게 축복을 받지
못하는가? Make impossible things possible.
나는 왜 이렇게 공부한가?
The possible things even better. Let us realize the reasons why we have problems in business or in studies or with sickness or with our children. Let us realize the reasons why. And let us repent of our wrongdoings. Let us be on alert. Let us cultivate our heart into good soil. Lord, thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and your infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Lord. Lay your hands on them. Show your work, transcending space and time. Bless all those members in all the churches, local sanctuaries and branch churches who are attending the service through satellite all over the country, all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all overseas pastors and missionaries and members of 9,000 branch churches. They have sent their photos. Father, lay your hands on them and answer them. The President, Vladimir Osipov of Russia, bless him that through the three-week fasting prayer, let all things be done according to your will. Pastor Sunghwan Peter Bae of Australia, let him quickly receive the religious visa in Australia and let him find a good place for Australia Manmin Church and the missionary center for Oceania, so that it'll be a great help for construction of the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. Pastor Chung Hee, Joseph Han of India, let the WCDN conference go well. It will be held on January 26th, Tuesday. Pastor Doki Kuni Miyako of Japan will have the Nagoya Manmin Church Handkerchief Crusade on January 30th. Let there be so many works of healing. Baranski has a depression and indigestion and arthritis. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit scorch him. Carl Kressman has the after effects of the cancer on urinary tract be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Richard of Venezuela has a problem with the cornea, let him recover. Eyesight, Damaris of Venezuela has herniated disc and arthritis. And she was to receive a blessing of conception. And Gerardo of Peru, cataract be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Claudia has a problem in the uterus, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Julian, let him cast away evil deeds. And Mario of Colombia has pain all over the body with the hyper. Fernando of Ecuador for a family evangelization. Shakhtar of Mongolia has knee pain. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Jianfing, her husband lost the eyesight on the right eye. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And her son, Guo Xianjin, has lower growth. And her daughter-in-law, Xu Yan, has a woman's disease and better receive the blessing of conception. Joy reading has schizophrenia and loss of sight and depression. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Fan reading has knee pain and high sugar level. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yun Sun has arthritis and herniated disc. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lu Mingjie, leukemia, be healed and be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chen Xiuping has abdominal pain and tumor in the uterus. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yom Dong Nam has a disease in the nose and be able to come to Korea. Yang Xiu Chen in Changhuing Ning has a skin disease. Kim Nayeon, let her be healed. Scar on the head be healed. Harvey, give him financial blessings through that pavement, road construction, and let him let his faith grow up and go into spirit. Go Xingxiang, let him cast away adulterous mind and arrogance. And Yang Feng, let him be released from the addiction to computer games. Let him gain let his weight be normal. In Xiao Yang, let her husband quit the gambling and smoking, and let her children be healed from computer internet games addiction. Yang Siho, let him quit smoking. Yang Fan, forgive her of breaking the vow to offer her son. Father God, from head to toe, all interests and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Light come. Darkness, go away. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let them speak well, and the cancers, terminal cancers, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Be healthy. High blood pressure, diabetes, depression, go away. Schizophrenia, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, cleansed. All entrails in the all intestines and all organs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All itchiness go away. All skin diseases go away. Light come. Father God, loosen all the paralysis, give them spiritual and physical health, and give them peace throughout this week. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend and not borrow. Let them become the head and not the tail. Father, protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, thank you. Protect them in all respects. Give them peace throughout this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.